Tomorrow's World, science and technology news from around the world.
Post-iPhone. In 1938, Dr. Roy Plunkett of DuPont was trying to create a new refrigerant when he accidentally discovered polytetrafluoroethylene. The world had to wait until 1954, however, before someone did something really useful with it. French engineer Marc Gregoire covered a pan with the heat-resistant non-stick substance and cooked up some palm frite. Now, most homes have at least one Teflon frying pan. In 1968, Dr. Spencer Silver, a scientist at 3M, developed a reusable adhesive, but no one knew what to do with it. It took 3M until 1980 to bring a product to market that turned Silver's acrylate copolymer microspheres into dollars. Today, 3M's Post-it notes are an essential part of our paperless offices. Innovation is often just a matter of chance, and it can take many years before a laboratory idea becomes a successful business. Because of this, it's almost impossible to predict who or what will revolutionize our lives in the future. Still, one can get an idea of the future by watching carefully what is happening right now. So here's one of my predictions. In 2008, there will be two types of people: those who have an Apple iPhone and those who don't. If you belong to the have-nots, look over someone's shoulder and check out the lower right-hand corner of the iPhone screen. There, you will see an icon that represents one of the greatest success stories in modern design, the iPod. Press that iPod icon, and your music collection appears instantly. The irony is that the famous iPod click wheel is missing from the iPhone. Not a click, but a flick of the finger takes you from ABBA to Zappa. And if consumers aren't happy with how the screen looks, Apple can change it instantly, because the iPhone's controls are almost entirely software. Prediction: by 2010, most electronic gadgets will have programmable controls. By the way, 2010 is an important date for predictions. This was recognized a long time ago by futurologist Ian Pearson at British Telecom. Pearson's job involves thinking about how developments in technology will change people's lives. In 1998, Pearson wrote an article called Everyday Life in 2010, in which he predicted that most of us will change jobs frequently, working for virtual companies for only as long as the project lasts. We will mostly telework, so that we don't have to move every time we change jobs, but not necessarily from home, he writes. For many people today, this is already reality. Pearson also predicted that the highest earning superstar in 2010 will be a synthetic person. Might it be a Second Life version of Paris Hilton? I predict the near future will bring us electronic implants in human bodies, new gene therapies, and computer networks using data mining to find our favorite films. Unfortunately, these will be the result of big business or government projects. In other words, new technologies will be so complex that most of us will have nothing to do with the process of innovation. But at the beginning of the year, we should be optimistic. So here's another prediction. The democratizing of innovation is happening right now. Inexpensive computers and networks let ordinary people come together to push their own innovations or to take control of existing technologies, moving them in directions never imagined by the creators. Just look at that frying pan.